The Spring Festival is the most important holiday for the Chinese people. This year, the Lunar New Year has become an international celebration. In Europe, many countries are participating in the celebration of Chinese Spring Festival, including Britain, France and Belgium. Festivities are in full swing as citizens visit Manchester's Chinatown, home to UK's second largest Chinese community. The city has organized a series of themed events and activities, and hundreds of lanterns have been put up in major commercial strips and the Town Hall Plaza, which will be lit on the night of February 12th. Anne Latham, a manager of House of Fraser Department Store, says this year's celebration is bigger than last year's.
Every year in Manchester we celebrate Chinese New Year. This year we've gone bigger than last year, so the whole city have got behind it and we're all celebrating. But House of Fraser this year have really joined in the culture because our sister company is Chinese, so we like to make sure that we're involved in every way.
Activities including a parade, dumpling making and writing with Chinese brushes have been held in Brussels and Paris. In America, to welcome the Year of the Monkey, children mostly from Chinese-American families put on monkey face paint and masks and performed an act from the Beijing opera classic, Journey to the West. In addition, Universal Studios Hollywood's celebration of the Chinese New Year has attracted crowds from around the world. In South Africa, a dinner party has been held at the Chinatown area of the capital Cape Town, with the Chinese people and local residents attending a party that featured Chinese-style food. Marella Lotti was there.
It's just so wonderful to be together with our Chinese community in Cape Town. The food was amazing, the atmosphere was wonderful, everybody was so excited.
Sydney, Australia, the sister city of Guangzhou, has celebrated the Chinese New Year with a traditional ceremony to mark the beginning of the Year of the Monkey. The celebration started with the dignitaries, including the Lord Mayor of Sydney, taking part in a traditional eye-dotting ceremony to bring the lions to life. Chinese Australians have all made their New Year's wishes.
I wish to have good grades and my family is still healthy and just good luck in general.
In many ways, and this year is the fire monkey, so it's going to bring lots of energy, positive energies, and that's perfect.
After the ceremony, the iconic Sydney Opera House and the Harbour Bridge were lit in the colour red in an historic first for the city's Lunar New Year celebrations. This year's Chinese Lunar New Year falls on February the 8th. The main traditional celebrations include eating reunion dinner with family, giving red envelopes and watching the Spring Festival Gala. With the development of technology, sending instant messages and cyber money gifts have also become a part of the celebration. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.